हरि ओम तत्स, हरि ओम तत्स, जय गुरु, जय गुरु। अगेन आई हैव टू हार्प ऑन द सेम पॉइंट। व्हाट इज दैट पॉइंट? अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग, एवर सिंस वी गेट अप टिल वी गो टू बेड एंड स्लीप, वी आर ऑलवेज इंटरैक्टिंग विद द वर्ल्ड एंड ऑब्जेक्ट्स। सो इट इज अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ स्पेंडिंग द माइंड एनर्जी, लेट मी पुट इट दैट वे, spending it. So the mind is taking up interaction one after the other, gets involved with the senses, makes imprints of whatever is done, remembering it. So it is a great exertion and expenditure for the mind and mind energy. Our body is also active ever since we wake up till we go to sleep, but there is a difference. In the case of the body, we at least intercept the activity 3 or 4 times and we have our food and drink. This is something that we do. We also have our bath. We answer the calls of nature. These you cannot call activity or interaction. Interactional activity is different from these. So the body is provided nourishment in the form of food, and for 1/3 of the day, 7 to 8 hours, people sleep when there is no activity at all in the way of interaction for the body. Food and nourishments and sleep, they may take anything up to 7, 8 or 9 hours. Correspondingly, you think about the mind and the intelligence. They are constantly used and spent in the case of the interactional activity. Where is the time when you stop or recede from your interaction and try to build up something for the mind and the intelligence? Interaction means exhaustion, expenditure and involvement. As we stop our activity and eat something, as we stop our activity and sleep for a few hours, at least for some time you should stop your interactions with the objects and dip the mind into something by virtue of which it will get some nourishment and refreshment. Because the mind is constantly interactional, it interacts with the objects. If at all there is something to nourish the mind, give it a rest, it can only be withdrawal from the interaction and doing something opposite to interaction. Withdrawal, you know very well, whatever you do, stop and keep away. Dipping the mind means, where can you dip the mind? It is dipped throughout the day into the objects. So you have to dip the mind into the subject source. What did I say? You have to dip the mind in the subject source. What is that subject source? That is what you call the spirit, the soul, the consciousness, etc. So sit without any bodily activity, close your eyes, and then simply observe the mind and the mind process. For those people who have been initiated into Brahma Vidya, that Brahma Vidya sadhana will look after it. For the others, as a general practice, this is a very simple and understandable practice. Stop all your interactional activity, sit in a place, close your eyes, be as ceremonial or ritualistic as possible by keeping an asana, etc. Close the windows and the doors, light a lamp if you want, but actually no light is necessary, and then try to observe. I don't want you to take any effort. You should not think deliberately. Allow the mind to do whatever it likes, because the mind is given to constant either remembering the past or thinking about the present or being anxious and planning for the future. Mind will always be doing something like this. So you don't have to make the mind work. I ask you to withdraw from interactional involvement. The mind will always be doing its processes. You don't have to tell the mind to do so. as the mind's processes are going on, I want you to develop a keenness by virtue of which you will observe the mind processes. Mark my expression. You will not bring any mind processes. You will not check the mind processes. You will not follow anything. Allow the process to be. If it is thoughts, thoughts, emotions, emotions, memory, memory, plan, plan. Let it be anything. Simply observe it as you will observe a person's face when you are engaged in a dialogue. Observe the mind process. What happens by so doing? You are not doing any activity. There is no interaction there. The mind by itself does its process and you only watch it. Because it is observing the mind process, in that observation there is no interaction at all. See, when I look outside and simply look, there is no interaction. But suppose I have an intention in looking, then there is problem. Here I only want you to gently, lightly, very gently and lightly and easily observe the process. Don't get involved. Don't get frightened. Don't get attracted. Do not follow it. Do not feel, oh, this has come, that has come. Nothing. It is the mind that brings. In what way are you concerned? Allow the mind to do what it does. But every time you should know what the mind does. You should know what the mind does. Concurrently, 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 simultaneously. Now this will mean giving a rest to the interactional process, withdrawing from it, and giving the mind an infusion. An infusion. The infusion for the mind cannot be from the objects. Mind is not inert. It is a part of the sentience in us. For the sentient mind, there cannot be an inert food. For the body, material food, material air, etc. Very good. For the mind, none of these materials can be food and nourishment. So the mind will get its own nourishment from the subject source. If you start doing it every day, it is not that there is sin if you don't do. You will find your inner personality, namely the mind and the intelligence, will start growing, growing, growing. The sensibility will increase, attention will increase. The time taken for study and absorption, 1 hour will be reduced to half an hour or at least 40 minutes. Generally we spread our umbrella. Suppose you close your umbrella, what will happen? It is something like that that will take place if you do it well. The entire interactional expression and spreading forth will stop and you will only be gently observing not a gross object outside but the subtle process inside. Our senses are generally trained right from the beginning. We are training our mind and the senses to observe gross objects of the world right from the time the child is born. It touches the earth, it touches the atmosphere, it tastes the food, it hears the sound, it sees the colors. Everything is gross seeing capacity. As different from the gross seeing capacity and interactions, you train your mind to interact, so to say, with the subject processes. In other words, your consciousness should start observing its own functions. This is something miraculously different from the interactions we have throughout the day. I have explained it in a simple manner, but do you know the difference between the two? Interacting with the object, and here you start observing the mind process. That means we are training the mind to observe the subtle as different from the gross. we are training the mind to an altogether different domain. Normally it is the domain of the senses. Now it is not a domain of the senses. It is something entirely inside. What is subtle in this world? Air is not subtle. Space also is not subtle. What is subtle? Whatever is within the body. So thought is subtle, reasoning is subtle, mind is subtle, intelligence is subtle, ego is subtle, sleep and dream are subtle, but the waking state is not subtle. It is gross. If you are intelligent, grasp what I say. In all our religious practices, it is this withdrawal and infusion that are being put into the system. But they do it in the form of, again, a physical interaction. Go to the temple, look at the idol, offer pranams, do pradakshina. All these are physical, but different from worldly interactions. Chant some sotras, listen to them. All these are sensory practices. Again, interaction. But the purpose is to give a diversion and a difference from the interactions, thereby to have some nourishment. But the whole climax will be when you sit alone inside a closed room, start observing the subtle mind processes as different from the gross objects and interactions. I think I am presenting it as a great scientific invention or a scientific discovery, research. We have only gross seeing capacity right from the childhood. As different from it, develop the subtle seeing capacity. When you are able to see your thought, just like you will see an object in front, when you are able to understand your ego, understand your memory as a process, as a subtle emergence, I think self-realization will be very close to you. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Jai Guru.